Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today.
You're listening to What to Read Next podcast, episode 34. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. So happy to have you here. Today, I want to chat about Book of the Month and the special offer of two books for the price of one in your first month. Book of the Month is a monthly subscription box that features 5 to 6 books each month for you to pick. Yes, you can figure out what books you want to pick, and if you don't like the books, you can actually skip it, and you won't be charged. These are hardcover new releases. The genres are literary fiction, thrillers, and young adult novels. Some books I've gotten in the past have been Little Fires Everywhere with Celeste Ng, Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine by Gail Honeyman, Final Girls by Riley Sagar. If you don't like the book's selection of the month, as I said before, you can skip it and you won't be charged. If you're interested in getting this great deal of two books for the price of one, then check out whattoreadnextblog.com/bookofthemonth. All right, today's show, we have a book recommendation show, and I'm so excited for today's guest. Our guest today is Stephanie from Steph Rum Book Talk YouTube channel. Yes, today's book recommendations are all about romance genre, and she does have a lot of recommendations. So I hope you enjoy the show. Now let's get to it. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you.
So happy to have you here. So tell us who you are.
So I am Stephanie from Stephanie's Rom Book Talk over on YouTube. That's my channel name.
I love it. And what inspired you to start this channel?
Well, I needed an outlet to talk about the romance books that I read. Mm-hmm. And that seemed like the perfect thing to do. And a coworker of mine, they probably got fed up with me talking about all of the good books that I thought were amazing and that they should read and stuff like that. They were like, hey, why don't you put it on YouTube, because that is the big craze right now, and start a channel and talk about books. So that is what inspired me to do it, and I've been doing it for about 3 years now come July, and it has just been fun times. There have been some down spots, but for the most part, it's been lots of fun.
Yeah, I discovered your channel through the Reading Wallflower. She mentioned your channel because I was like looking for romance novels on romance booktubers. There's not a lot of them. So I was excited to discover your channel and discover that you read a ton of books just like me. So it's always exciting to figure out new genres, new places, new authors to check out. So it's pretty awesome. And you taught me about audiobooks, which is I've discovered recently, and it's pretty much amazing.
Yeah. That's definitely increased my reading capacity, is the romance package from Audible and digital or Hoopla Digital from my library, Overdrive from my library. It just has opened up my world by listening to audiobooks. You can listen to an audiobook practically anywhere if you have the equipment. So an iPad, a Kindle Fire, your phone, you're with Android or Apple Store, from the Apple Store, you can listen to an audiobook anywhere, and you can be cooking, you can be driving, you can be at work or sitting at your house, sitting by the pool, anytime. Audiobooks are amazing.
They are. Yeah, I'm part of the New York Public Library, and that's where I get my books, but they don't have Hoopla. So I ended up joining the Jersey City Library, which is where I live, so I can get access to Hoopla. I was like, I don't go to the library because it's out of the way, but they have Hoopla. So I was like, well, I need to actually have access to it. So I was able to get different books that are not available in your private library. I was able to get them in the Hoopla app, which was pretty awesome. So thank you for sharing that resource.
Yeah, definitely. Hoopla Digital is amazing especially when it comes to indie authors. Yeah. And the sort of smaller romance authors. And you may think, lots of people think that, oh, if I do Overdrive, I'll still get the same books. Well, Hoopla, offers those smaller audienced people more than they do in Overdrive. So you can get your big mainstream books traditional published books from Overdrive and use Hoopla Digital for your indie authors.
Yeah, and I also found with Hoopla, I found their books are popular. There was a wait list in Overdrive. I found it available in Hoopla. So it's always sometimes you may have some luck in finding some of the more popular books there too.
Yep, that too.
You don't have to do the long line, which is awesome. So, all right, let's get to the show. So we're going to do book recommendations, talk about genres and authors and all the other fun stuff. So within the romance world, there's multiple genres. What's your favorite genre? What's your go-to genre?
So I have recently come to learn that the romance genre, in by definition, it means that you have to have a happily ever after at the end of the story. Well, I love the romance genre, but I also love romance fiction. And the difference is that romance fiction, you don't necessarily have to have a happily ever after or happily for now ending. And those are the ones that I find that I love the most, because I like it when an author can build a story with their characters. And if they have a happily ever after in the end, that's great, but it's not necessary for an ending for me. I just love the journey that the characters take.
Yeah. Yeah. You never know. Maybe there's a happily ever after. Maybe there's not. Maybe they fall in love and that's part of the journey.
Exactly.
I love it. So what are your top three favorite books of all time?
So this is a very hard one for me, but I narrowed it down. They're not necessarily books. I have two series that I absolutely love and will reread over and over and over again. And typically I say 50 Shades trilogy, but I love them, but my top three is going to be The Consequence series by Alethea Roman, The Grit series by Kennedy Ryan, and Dear Life by Megan Quinn.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, those series I've been looking to, they're on my TBR list. So I'm looking forward to now reading them, picking them up since you recommend them.
That's awesome.
So what are your go-to authors? So which authors are you auto by?
So I have a list for you because there was just no possible way for me to narrow them down, and they all have specific reasons, but I'm just going to list them off for you. So Alethea Roman, Carrie Haywood, Megan Quinn, Amy Knight, K.A. Lindy, Corinne Michaels, Rachel Robinson, Fabiola Francisco, Deborah Anastasia, Marissa Honeycutt, Letty Harper, Steffi Walls, L.A. Fior, Carrie Ahrens, A.M. Madden, Joanne Schwimm, and Kennedy Ryan. And then there's just so many other ones as well. But those are, like, my go-tos.
I love it. Yeah, I discovered Corinne Michaels this year. That was a recent discovery for me. So it's been awesome to go back to her back library and reading all her books.
Yeah. Yeah, L.A. Fior has this way of making you feel like sometimes it'll seem like the story continues to go on and on and on, but then you get to this, like, point where you're like, oh, this is, like, a complete story. She likes to tell complete, full-out stories of the characters, not just give you a snippet of their life, you know, like, oh, this is the first 2 years of their life, or this is the middle 2 years. She likes to give you a full story. So I love her for that. And each one of those authors that I just named are definitely auto-buy authors for me as well. And if they put out a book, I'm going to grab it and get it. And they're all for different reasons. And many of them are for, you know, because they're dark, and some of them are because they're the light rom-com with emotional heart that I look for, and they just all give me something very special.
I love it. So favorite books that you read so far for 2018?
So my favorite read so far, I've actually read 148 books already this year. Okay. So there are a couple that I would like to bring up, and one is Artisan by Mia Asher, and then Love You Through It by Fabiola Francisco, A Thousand Boy Kisses by Tilly Cole, Return to Me by Christy Pastore, Love War by Carrie Hart, An Imperfect Heart by Amy Knight, and A Master of My Heart by Marissa.
I love it. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be checking those out. So what's the most anticipated release for 2018?
So I have a few anticipated releases, and that's going to be Blood Cure, which is book number 3 by K.A. Lindy. I got to advance read the first book, and I'm currently or about to start reading the second book as well as an advance read, so I would definitely like to get my hands on that one as an advance copy to finish out that series. And then His True Queen, which is book number 2 by Jodi Ellen Malpas, and The Mistakes I've Made by J.L. Berg, Memories of Us by Fabriola Francisco, and Master of My Life by Marissa Honeycutt. But I'm not exactly sure if that one is actually going to be ready in 2018 or not, because she just released Master of My Heart, and the characters like to take their time in evolving their story. So it could be 2019 that I have to wait for that story.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's like you're ready to refinish the next book, and you're like, oh my gosh, I had to wait another year for this. So
yep,
I understand the pain. So what's been the most disappointed read for you?
So I only have two of those. Out of all the 148 books, these are the two that most disappointed me that I had the most high hopes for, and that was A Court of Thorn and Roses by Sarah J. Maas. Okay. And You by Carolyn Capness. I had such high hopes for both of those books, and both of them sort of kind of just disappointed me.
Did you read A Court of Mist and Fury?
No, I didn't, and I plan on it, but I haven't been able to get a copy of it. And I purchased the copy of A Court of Thorn and Roses, and that's why I was like, that's why it's really disappointing to me that I purchased it. Yeah. And so I'm sort of waiting for a copy to become digital from the library.
So I'll tell you something. I read the series. I haven't read of Cord and Frost and Starlight. I haven't read that yet. Although I'm like, it's one of those things I'm gonna savor it. So the first book is disappointing. The first book sucks. But the second book is amazing. It's been by far one of my favorite books of all time. The way she takes the story just takes it to the next level. And then third book is okay. It's kind of like conclusion of it. But the second book, because there's a twist within the second book that takes the story to a different level. So just wait for the library copy. And then we'll be hearing from you and seeing if you like it. But yeah, the first book is kind of like, I was like, oh, why am I reading this? This sucks. It's not that exciting. What is going to happen?
I was very much into it. And then it started to take some turns. And I was like, why? Why is this happening? And it just sort of went off the rails for me. And the reason I'm definitely going to give the series, continue to give it a try, is that I met Sarah actually in person while I was at a PolyCon this year. And she's so sweet. She was super nice in signing the books that I had for her. And, you know, even though she had a limit of actually physically signing one item, her stamp was absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. And I received books from a friend to have her sign them because I had won the lottery ticket to meet her. And she was just super sweet when we were talking and I was getting my stuff signed. So, you know.
Yeah. No, she's an awesome author. I love her Throne of the Glass series. That's for different reasons. But her Court of Thorns and Roses, like, that series is one of my favorite series. But I can feel the pain of the first book because it was just, I didn't expect it. I was not too thrilled about the relationship with Tamlin. I was just like one of those things where I was like, I don't feel this book. But then the second book I read it and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So just give it a try.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So what book should my listeners must pick up right now and add it to your TBR?
So that is a hard thing for me to do because so many of the books are very subgenre pushed. And the ones that I came up with that would be, I guess I wouldn't say tolerable or most accepted by everyone, I would have to say is The Grip series by Kennedy Ryan, because she talks about very relevant social issues that are going on in the United States right now, and mm-hmm. she places it in fiction, but she does a very beautiful job at balancing both sides of the social issue that's going on in the book or in the series. and then An Imperfect Heart by Amy Knight. And I finished that book, and it was on Mother's Day, and it deals with a mother and the things that you do as a mother to take care of your child. It was just so amazing and beautiful, and it ripped my heart out in like that happy way that you get all the emotional feels. And then Dear Life by Megan Quinn, because this book, I think, it's a standalone for one, so you don't have to worry about reading it as a series, but it talks about four different characters. You follow four different characters, and they all have a journey, and their journeys are very different, but they do it in a way that they have to come together at the same time, because it's about a support group, and anyone and everyone can find something in that book to follow upon. And the hashtag or the byline for that book is to prove your existence. So it's so amazing. It's such an amazing book.
I'm definitely going to check it out. Yeah, I have the group series on my TBR, so I'm definitely pushing that up to in the next few months to read it. So now, thank you. So tell us where we can find you online.
So you can find me on YouTube, which is the biggest place that I put out content, and that's at Steph's Rom Book Talk, and it's STEPH'S Rom, as in ROM, Book Talk. And then you can find me on Twitter at Steph with an F _ Uncensored. My Facebook page is for book content is Stephanie Uncensored 1. And on my Instagram, it's at Steph's Rom Book Talk.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you, Stephanie, for great book recommendations. If you'd like to check out Stephanie's YouTube channel, go to Steph's Rom Book Talk. For show notes and other book recommendations, go to whattoreadnextblog.com. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. This is the best way for this podcast to get discovered by new audiences. Thank you so much for listening, and hope you have a fantastic day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatreadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.